I love watching movies. When I want to bum out at home or have some time off, I'll watch a movie or two. I'm definitely not specific to a certain genre of movies either. I am an equal opportunity watcher. Hell, my favorite movie of all time is still a toss-up between City of Angels and The Dark Knight. I can't believe after all those years, I'm still torn between the two. Hey, another story for another time. And because my platform has no theme or genre, just random offloading of moments, like the name of this newsletter, I decided to start sharing my thoughts and reviews on movies and things. Because why not? Maybe one day I'll make my newsletter themed, but I'm having too much fun with just sharing thoughts and opinions on every and all things that are important to me. Look, there's a lot of negativity out here. Life can be tricky when trying to navigate through it. And when it comes to socials and stuff, you already know how I feel about its impact. I simply want my platform to be your getaway from all of it, one newsletter at a time. Nonetheless, I finally had a chance to watch the movie Long Legs. I'll keep it brief. Is it a good-ass movie? Yes. Is it one of the scariest movies in decades? Nah, not at all. That's kind of subjective anyways. I mean, what are these people grading their level of scariness on? Jump scares? Gore? Psychological horror? Sheer dread? Anyway, the story revolves around a young FBI agent named Lee Harker, played by Micah Monroe, who has this, quote, sixth sense to feel certain things. That feeling allows her to become picked to join a case involving some terrible things in Oregon. Long story short, they figure out why these things are happening, where a note is left at each crime scene signed by Long Legs. A lot of stuff happens during that cat and mouse game between the detective and Long Legs, played gloriously by Nicolas Cage, until all of it comes to a boiling point at the end. You then realize there's some sort of connection between the two. The final act does kind of take a weird turn, but I was still satisfied with it. As I said before, I won't give it super kudos, but I will say it was definitely a worthy watch, especially in the theaters. Now, the best horror movie I've seen this year is called Exuma. It's a Korean movie that was big there, and I can see why. It's available on AMC Plus and Shudder. I don't even want to talk about that one. You have to see it yourself. Just know it had quite a few jump scares and it had a great plot with great actors. I like how halfway through the movie, the entire plot changes up. It's very good. So Long Legs, an 8 out of 10. Exuma, 9 out of 10. You know, I kind of like doing these reviews. I'm going to do more for you, so stay tuned. Positive words of the day. When people start telling you what you like, that's the beginning of your downfall as an individual. Change it up on fools. Listen to yourself and stand on it. Thank you for listening to another random offloading of moments. For more like this and other thoughts and ideas and opinions, check out my newsletter at aroom.substack.com. That's aroom.substack.com. My name is Eric, and I'll see you next time.